You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday at the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, the supervisors asked for public comment regarding possibly placing a transient occupancy tax increase on this November 3rd ballot. Here are edited comments from yesterday's supervisors meeting.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Liz Peterson with the County Administrator's Office. I am here today requesting your board adopt a resolution calling for an election to increase the transient occupancy tax from 10% to 12% in the unincorporated areas of the county, as well as expanding it to campgrounds and recreational vehicle parks. The California Constitution requires that any extension or increase of an existing general tax must be submitted to the voters for approval. However, prior to being submitted to voters, your board must approve by resolution the ordinance that will be presented to the board, to the voters. And this would be for the November 3rd, 2020 ballot.
Is there any public comment at this time?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Nancy Sykes, former executive director of the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau. My comments today will hopefully provide some historic perspective on what might be confusion regarding appropriate involvement of our Visitors Bureau during this current ballot initiative proposing the increase in the TOT. As your former tourism director, there were two such ballot measures during my tenure, and both were supported by the Tuolumne County Lodging Association. Almost two decades ago, Measure A and B passed successfully, and a few years later, Measure C failed to pass. But it was only after the Tuolumne County Lodging Association endorsed these measures was I allowed to speak out in favor of these initiatives, a precedent that goes back almost 40 years. And that was when the Lodging Association formed the Visitors Bureau and entered into an agreement with the county and also with the City of Sonora to increase their own lodging tax from 6 to 8%, with the provision that 75% of all revenues collected would go to the County General Fund and 25% would fund the Bureau for the purpose of marketing Tuolumne County and all of its tourism assets to the state, the nation, and eventually the world. Unfortunately, a number of years ago, the Lodging Association became dormant, and now a handful of dedicated lodging members and operators are diligently working to reestablish this organization. Until all lodging properties are contacted and allowed input, no decision or endorsement is possible. And until then, Lisa and her Visitors Bureau team are unable to address the issue, which must first be considered by those lodging owners whose businesses are directly involved.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
Hi, this is Cindy Zielinski. I am a friend of the Lodging Association that is trying to be funded and a friend of the Visitors Bureau. I'm calling in today about a few of my concerns. First concern I have is we've had many conversations with many of the supervisors, and we've talked about how and what happened with the last TOT measure and things that could have been done better, things that could have helped it pass. One of the things that, for me, when I looked at it, I kept hearing that the Lodging Association did not support it. And I just want to reiterate, the Lodging Association is non-existent at the time. We are in the process of trying to get like-minded people together in our industry to have an opportunity to either support this or not support this, but have a voice. And in this pandemic, it's been very, very hard. We are going to join and create a lodging association, but who knows what that timing looks like. And with this being getting onto the ballot as quick as it is, it really is making it hard for us to create that in a timely manner that we feel like we can be an asset either way. The other thing that I want to bring up, I know that it has been talked about many times, but we keep hearing that this does not affect local residents. Well, it does. Us local residents are the people who own these businesses, and it does affect us. We keep hearing that it doesn't affect us as just an individual who lives in the county. Well, I camp all the time. The idea of taking camping from 0 to 12% is unheard of. And I don't know for other people, but when I camp, I'm camping in my backyard. I'm using the area that I love, that I get to live here and enjoy. And now I'm being taxed on that again.
Cindy, I appreciate the comments. Unfortunately, we have a 3-minute time limit.
Good morning. My name is Frank Helm from Dodge Ridge. You are asking your constituents to vote on this again when it was just put on the ballot and rejected by the voters along with the sales tax. And the county has suffered greatly with businesses failing, businesses having to furlough employees and terminating other employees. Another item that comes up is it creates an unfair, uneven field. Federal campgrounds, state facilities are exempt from this tax that would go from 0% to 12%. So, thank you.
Thank you. Looking for action on this?
Madam Chairwoman, I move move on staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Supervisor Campbell and a second from Supervisor Gray. Will the clerk please do roll call?
Supervisor Sherry Brennan.
A very reluctant yes.
Supervisor Ryan Campbell.
Aye.
Supervisor Anaya Kirk.
No.
Supervisor John Gray.
Aye.
Supervisor Carl Rotifer.
Noting that the timing is very poor, and that's my only reluctance, aye.
Motion carries 4-1.